Form fast, simple and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Thank you so much for joining us for the News Bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines. Lukulu River overflows in Kasama, disrupting access to key villages and services. NACAS demands immediate end to misuse of school grants, and Iran ready to discuss compromises to reach nuclear deal, minister tells BBC in Tehran.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The Water Resources Management Authority has disclosed that the Lukulu River in Kasama District has overflowed its banks, affecting Ponda and Kalyalia villages. The authority has stated that critical access routes, including the bridge to St. Fidelis Mission Hospital, the only hospital serving the affected communities, have been disrupted. It has noted that the same bridge is also used by pupils attending St. Teresa Girls' School, and movement to both the hospital and the school has been temporarily interrupted by flood waters. In a statement, the authority has further disclosed that WAMA officers are on the ground working closely with the Zambia Red Cross Society and the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit to support response efforts. It has also reminded communities that additional flood risks previously forecast remain in effect, including in Chinsali District, where the Lubu River is expected to reach flood levels around 20th February, likely affecting Mbao, Kalwela, Mweye and surrounding areas near Lubwa Mission along the riverbanks. The authority has also disclosed in Kanchivia District, the Chambeshi River is projected to flood around 28th February, potentially affecting villages near the Mpika Kasama Road Bridge. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia has demanded an immediate and decisive end to the ongoing systemic abuse of free education grants within the Ministry of Education. NACAES has also called for an independent audit into the utilization of school grants across all districts, protection for head teachers from coercion and unlawful directives, and the prosecution of all officials found abusing or facilitating the misuse of public education funds. NACAES Executive Director Aaron Chansa said the grants were introduced to support teaching and learning in public schools, not to finance administrative excesses, workshops and questionable activities that do not directly benefit learners. Dr. Chansa has noted that in July 2023, NACAES publicly and privately raised serious concerns regarding the misuse of these funds, despite those warnings. Costly and excessive workshops and meetings organized by senior ministry officials have continued unabated. He has described the persistent misuse as a troubling disregard for accountability that undermines the spirit and purpose of free education.
National Action for Quality Education in Zambia is deeply concerned at the rampant abuse of the free education grants within the Ministry of Education, and this abuse has continued even after we publicly and privately raised this matter within the Ministry of Education, and also after a report in 2024 that showed alarming levels of abuse. More than 356 million kwacha then was misused by officers in the Ministry of Education. It is saddening that even today this abuse has continued.
Tonse Alliance in Eastern Province has maintained that the structures in the province have all endorsed Tonse Alliance presidential candidate Brian Munduvile, contrary to claims by the Patriotic Front provincial leadership denying their endorsement. Alliance Provincial Information and Publicity Chairperson Chembe Daka has emphasized that all PF structures in the province openly backed Mr. Munduvile, citing his ability to unite the party and secure an electoral victory. Mr. Daka has criticized PF Provincial Chairperson Mr. Makukula for what he described as a lack of political sincerity and maturity. He has since cautioned Mr. Joseph Makukula against attempting to coerce and intimidate party structures to endorse his preferred candidate, Joseph Mudulo, whom he said is not based in the country.
I want to strongly advise our provincial chairman, Mr. Makukula, with all the due respect. This endorsement that Mr. Makukula is seeing coming out of this district constituency, these endorsements are not just from nowhere. One thing Mr. Makukula should know is that these lower organ party officials, they understand the politics, maybe sometimes better than us provincial leaders. These ward officials, constituency officials, district officials, they understand the politics. They've assessed and they've analyzed and they've discovered that Brian Munduvile, we can easily win power with him.
Governance and Development Advocates Zambia has urged that stakeholders to respect the Electoral Commission of Zambia, noting that its mandate is firmly rooted in the Constitution. Godaza Executive Director Elias Mlenga has emphasized that the delimitation process is a constitutional exercise and must not be subjected to political manipulation. Mr. Mlenga has highlighted that the ECZ operates under Article 229 of the Constitution, which grants it authority over electoral matters. He has stressed that the delimitation exercise, commencing on 16 February 2026 in all districts, is being conducted in line with Article 230, Subsection 1, and the Electoral Process Act.
Tomorrow the delimitation process begins across all districts of Zambia. We must respect the ECZ and allow it to carry out its mandate without interference. Attempts to undermine this process for political gain, social media popularity are unconstitutional. The delimitation reports are in public domain and they are available and they reflect the will of the people. We urge all Zambians to uphold the rule of law, safeguard our constitution processes, and make meaningful submissions during this exercise.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Information and Communication Technology Association of Zambia has called on network service providers to improve their infrastructure amidst continued poor connectivity despite stable electricity supply in most parts of the country. ICTA's president, Clement Sinyangwe, has told Hot FM News that during the period of power challenges, service providers attributed poor network performance to unstable electricity. He has noted that electricity supply has stabilized across the country over the past 3 months, yet internet connectivity problems persist. Mr. Sinyangwe said network providers must deliver value for their customers and urged regulators to impose stricter punitive measures on non-performing companies.
We've been hearing since we had those problems of power issues, most of these service providers were giving excuse of not having stable power to support their infrastructure. But now, we have no power issues. I think for the past 2 or 3 months, our power has been stable, but we're still experiencing very poor connectivity in selected parts of the country. To me, it's just a wake-up call to all internet service providers to ensure that they go back to the drawing boat. They have to inspect their infrastructure, ensure that they are working smoothly to support connectivity around the country.
The top international news.
Iran is ready to consider compromises to reach a nuclear deal with the U.S. if the Americans are willing to discuss lifting sanctions.